Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Cheating or Signal. There's a question educators are wrestling with right now. When students misuse AI, copy work, or shortcut learning, what exactly are we looking at? Because sometimes it's clearly academic dishonesty, but other times it's signaling something deeper. Confusion, pressure, lack of confidence, misunderstanding. A student not fully understanding what authentic learning even looks like. And I think we need to be thoughtful enough to ask the deeper question. Well, before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is bright paint colors in rooms. Color changes energy. It can completely change how a space feels. The second thing that I'm thankful for is playful, positive vibes. There's something powerful about environments that feel light, welcoming, and positive. I love playful and positive vibes. I just dig them, and it can really change things. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is interesting informational books. The kind that pull you in, teach you something new, and make you think differently afterward. Well, let's get back into the main topic. AI has intensified conversations around cheating. But honestly, these conversations existed before AI too. Copying, plagiarism, shortcutting, those issues have been around for a long time. What's changing now is the scale, the speed, and the complexity of it. So the topic, once again, is cheating or signal. So here's what I've been thinking about. Sometimes misuse reveals misunderstanding. Some students misuse tools because they do not fully understand the purpose of learning. They focus on completion instead of understanding. And that distinction matters because education is not just about producing something. It's really about thinking through something. And students do not always see that clearly. And AI misuse, the misuse of AI, it can reveal skill gaps. Think about it. A student relying completely on AI may be signaling insecurity, lack of confidence, or gaps in writing ability. Sometimes you have students who take that shortcut because they do not believe they can do it themselves. And that does not excuse dishonesty, but it does help explain part of what is happening. Copying is not always rooted in bad intent. So I like to think about intent a lot. And copying is not always rooted in that, hey, there's this bad intent there, especially with younger students. Sometimes they genuinely do not understand citation, ownership, attribution. I've had to work with this with fifth graders before teaching them about not just copying and about making sure that you cite ownership and attribute where stuff comes from, and not especially if it's a direct citation. You know, that is when you're working with 10 and 11 year olds, that can sometimes be very confusing to them as they're learning that sometimes for the first time, making sure that you give credit. And sometimes you have students who will copy because they think gathering information is the same thing as creating understanding. That's where explicit teaching matters, because those skills must be developed. And academic honesty must be taught clearly. We cannot assume that students automatically understand integrity, citation, original thought, responsible use of sources. Those things need direct instruction, modeling, conversation, and reinforcement over time. And AI, it changes the landscape, but really not the core issue. AI did not invent shortcutting. It accelerated it. It expanded access to it. It made it easier, actually. But the deeper issue still revolves around learning, motivation, pressure, and understanding. Those are human dynamics and that were always there. And you can generate a polished paragraph quickly, but polished is not the same thing as learning. Teachers, they need discernment, not panic. Every situation is different. Some students involve intentional dishonesty. Some situations, they involve that, where there's very clear intentional dishonesty. Others involve a misunderstanding or a desperation. Teachers need discernment, not blanket assumptions. That thoughtful response matters. And I have had to use discernment going through that and navigating some of those issues with my fifth graders and with even college students. And process matters more now than ever before. Watching students think, draft, discuss, revise, that process reveals authenticity more than just a finished product, because learning becomes visible over time, not just at the end. So it can't just, I've said it before and I'll say it again, the journey of learning has to be considered and acknowledged and recognized and validated and brought into the mix. You can't just focus on the end product of learning. And fear-based systems often create more shortcutting. When students become overly focused on grades, perfection, performance, they may prioritize outcomes over learning. That pressure can push students towards different shortcuts, which means culture matters and classroom climate matters too. Now, AI, it forces education to define authentic work more clearly. It does. As educators, we have to say what counts as original thinking. What support is acceptable? Where is that line? Schools are wrestling with those very questions right now. And honestly, those are important conversations, because clarity, it matters moving forward. And I know those are more conversations that schools across the United States and schools across the world are having at the elementary level, at the middle school level, high school level, and at the college and university level. It matters. And ultimately, the goal is still authentic growth. Education is still about growth, understanding, development. Integrity matters because learning matters. And learning matters because people matter. That should remain the center, even as tools continue to evolve. Cheating is sometimes dishonesty, but sometimes it is also a signal educators need to pay attention to. Well, as I do a reflective close here, I want to say this. I think one of the challenges moving forward is resisting oversimplified answers, because every situation is not identical. And if we only react without asking deeper questions, we may miss what students are actually telling us. That does not mean lowering standards. Integrity matters, but understanding students matters too. So maybe part of this work moving forward is not just asking, did a student cheat? But also asking, what is this situation revealing? Because sometimes there's more underneath the surface than we first realize. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.